Hello and welcome to another movie roast. I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX, and I'm here with Michael. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. That was him coughing as I was trying to introduce him.
Gotta get it
so,
out.
So, you know, he just got like, hey, guys, I'm here.
I gotta get it out.
Yeah.
Go.
So today, we are, well, let's keep going with the intro, I guess. You can find all of our written reviews at reviewandroast.com. You can find all of our podcasts at comicroast.com. And you just search Review and Roast. You'll find our
stuff,
Instagram, and all of our other stuff. Whatever, dude. We're all over the place at this point. Everyone should know. Today, we are here to discuss the new Avengers Infinity War. Let me be prepared. Be prepared. Okay, the Avengers and their allies must be willing to sacrifice all in an attempt to defeat the powerful Thanos before his blitz of devastation and ruin put an end to the universe. I have a problem with that synopsis.
What's that?
He's only trying to put an end to half the universe.
Correct. That is absolutely right.
So
it's actually not as bad as it sounds.
No. No. He's reasonable. It, sort of.
All right. Okay. Right.
You okay?
Yeah. No, I'm actually. It's going to happen again. I feel it.
All right, so.
Tickling me, boss.
This is coming off of the heels of Thor and Black Panther.
Right.
Two very cool movies that we've already podcasted. So if you haven't, you know, seen those or heard those podcasts, you might want to just pause it now and go back because, you know, we're pretty spot on with our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you have seen those and listened and everything, this is kind of what every single Marvel movie has been leading up to from the very first Iron Man.
Yeah. 10 years in the making, basically.
Yes. So
that's it.
That's it. Let's number it.
Put some numbers to it. My number is going to be thoroughly based off of this conversation right now because I'm actually all over the board. The movie is amazing, but is it? So let's go.
All right. So anywho.
So this is going to be spoiler free too. So we're going to try and dance around a lot of shit here.
Right.
Which is going to be tough because I feel like every 5 minutes of the movie, it's going to be hard to talk about a lot of things without giving up too much of it. But basically, long story short, we all know Thanos has the Infinity Gauntlet, obviously. Thanos also, from the trailers, starts off with a stone, obviously. He gets a second one quite quickly, according to the trailers, obviously. And hijinks ensue. So what we didn't know, which we can, it's not a spoiler, but basically that first stone was the stone that the Guardians set on Xandar. And basically, this movie picks up. He's just decimated Xandar. And he shows up right at the end of Ragnarok. Fair enough?
Sure.
And obviously, he's dropping a stone. Most likely, it was that one we saw alluded to at the end of Ragnarok. Obviously. So that's about as spoilery as I'm trying to get here. But that's that's the setup. So he's Thanos is already the Mad Titan. He's super strong. He's got all this stuff. But now he's already got a gauntlet. Basically, obviously, we're kicking off the movie with two stones. So
more or less, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, coming from somebody like myself who's seen Thor once when we went to see it in the theater and that's it,
mm-hmm.
I forgot most of that shit.
Oh.
So someone like you who's
seen Ragnarok like 28 times.
Exactly. You know,
that's my new going to bed movie.
Right, and you know, so I mean, if you remember more of that movie than I did, then you will remember that. And plus, same thing with the trailers. And this is, you know, honestly, this is one reason why I like not having TV because most of that shit, like, I don't really get to see trailers unless I will, you know, specifically go, oh shit, let me hop on YouTube.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
When I used to have Comcast, they actually one of the nice things about Comcast was they had the. You could just go to like
the trailer channel.
On-demand movies, and then it literally has like a trailers subcategory that you can. As soon as they come up, they're basically on there, which is actually pretty dope.
Yeah, I mean, there's apps out there like I think Yahoo has a trailer app or whatever. or something like something to those effects, or they, at least they used to back, you know, when Yahoo was a thing.
If we have a review on Review and Arrested, it has a trailer on it, 98.5% of the time.
Which we got off YouTube.
Just dropping.
Yeah, right.
Name dropping.
Name dropping. Of course, we know that, okay, Doctor Strange and the magicians, I guess you could say, are they're guarding a stone, and then the Vision has a stone. And I don't want to... Here's the one thing that I will say, and it's probably not going to... If it spoils anything, I'll take it out. You can let me know after I speak my piece here.
Do it.
But I feel like Thanos has two stones, and just with the two stones, he's almost indestructible. Vision basically is a stone, and he's kind of a bitch in this movie.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to... That's definitely a part of the movie that I didn't like. Well, I take that back.
Well, let me...
Part of the movie I did like and didn't like, because obviously fans of comics know that Wanda and the Vision are an item. And that was like, you know, way back in the day when Avengers was coming out, Kevin Smith had this big, like, big thing on his podcast or YouTube video. I don't remember.
Yeah, let's just promote someone else's podcast.
Yeah, the guy's awesome. I don't care. Maybe he takes a peek at ours once in a while. You never know.
No, he does. He probably does. He tweets me all the time.
I think he's
don't look into that though.
But yeah, he one of his things was that it was super cool to see them sort of developing a bond, and in this movie they have it. I guess is the best way to put it. So they're kind of an item, I guess. Is the easiest.
Well, here's like when they first.
But well, yeah. Hang on. Pause. The point being is, though, that they're also two of the most powerful beings in the Marvel Universe. I mean, they're really... I mean, they might not be top five, but they are up there. They are considerably more powerful than most. Let's just leave it at that. Wanda, especially, is...
Unreal.
I don't even want to say, like, all-powerful, but she's bananas powerful. Like, Scarlet Witch is crazy. Vision is, I mean, undeniably one of the... That's why... That was one of the things about Civil War that were people were like, because, you know, literally Scarlet Witch could probably just win the whole thing by herself. You know what I mean? Because if she can incapacitate Vision, nobody can do nothing. I mean, at all. So getting to your point that basically they sort of get taken out of the game, not taken out of the game, but they sort of get kicked in the knees early. And they're just trying to bounce back for most of the movie.
Well,
I didn't love that.
In when you first see Scarlet Witch and Vision in a movie, I immediately leaned over and was like, dude, he is going to fucking destroy shit in this movie. And literally
couldn't
with...
Couldn't have been more wrong.
Right, within 2 minutes, I was like...
No. I mean, within I'm like, thinking it was about 11 seconds after you said that, shit goes sideways.
Yeah, and I was like, well... Well, alrighty then.
Yeah.
There goes that idea.
Yeah. Well, and I wasn't.
Which that super kind of disappointed me.
I wasn't thrown off yet because then I figured, well, here's her her time to beef up. You know what I mean? And it.
She really needs her own origin type movie.
And, well, it would be a. Well, we kind of their origin is already the origin. You know, we kind of got their origin in piecemeal, so that was. Unfortunate because she would be a fantastic character to standalone movie. But anyways, the point being that she doesn't not until the very very near end does she get her opportunity. I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She uses it quite well, but you know, ultimately, obviously, bad things is happening in this film, or they wouldn't keep alluding to everything being the end of the end of the end of this and that and the other thing. That's basically what every trailer alludes to. So yeah, there's that. If we want to, where do you want to go next?
Well, immediately right off the bat, I think it's pretty clear from probably most of the trailers, and you're going to find out pretty quickly in the movie that there's what two main characters missing, main-ish, you know, between as far as Ant-Man and Clint.
Yep.
Which makes sense to me now that I've seen the movie. Maybe not. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I was a little disappointed. I mean,
I was really hoping for some Ant-Man action, but I think everyone really wanted Spider-Man in it. So
is it really that hard to do both?
Nah.
I mean, you literally had everybody else.
Yeah, they honestly did have every single other person in it, basically. I mean, even sidekicks galore. You know what I mean? So, I mean, even Wu was in it for a good...
You know what? And minutes. I love the fact that him and Strange were super badass for a little bit there.
I don't know. I feel like... I know they have to give the suspense, but let's just say Thanos is... He's obviously all-powerful to a degree. But he's not, you know, you have hordes of superheroes coming at you. They did a pretty decent job of getting him out of situations. But I just feel like the final get of any stone in this was easy. I mean, almost every... I mean, obviously, some were going to be easy as he amassed the other ones. But I'm like dancing around the spoiler alerts here. But... Basically, the way he gets a couple of them is just straight up, not sheer force, but more of will breaking of the heroes.
Here's the part, though. And this is, again, part of what, I don't want to say annoyed me, because by no means did it annoy me, but like when Vision first came on, I was like, he's going to fucking destroy in this movie, because, I mean, he literally is a stone.
Right.
Thanos, like you said, like a lot of people just start handing him over, because they realize... This dude is unstoppable, and he's only got three. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so the fact that him with two stones can just walk in and do whatever he wants, and this guy with a stone of his own is all but... He's fucking... You might as well have had me in the movie.
Yeah.
And it was spoilers, I guess. But, I mean, the Vision was practically useless in this thing.
So, side note, too, I want to go over a couple other things. So, obviously... We'll get to the Incredible Hulk a little bit here. So, without over-spoils, but basically, in the comics, and I'm not going to go comic lore crazy because I'm not a Thanos expert. I do know a lot, though. Probably more than the average moviegoer, but maybe not more than most of the comics.
Where he grew up, where he went to grade school.
Titan.
He was picked on as a child.
Do you know where Titan is? What they're talking about?
It's the moon.
Of Saturn.
Yeah.
That's the one they're talking about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can't stand on there quite the
same. You can't.
I could. You
can. I can.
I said we as in you and me together. I could do it by myself. Anyways, the point being is that one thing I loved about the movie and is completely super inaccurate is his reasoning behind what he's doing. So we can talk about why he's doing what he's doing without spoiling anything. So basically, Thanos wants to take out half of the universe. And that's basically, let's call it a brush fire. So he goes back to a, let's call it a Gamora flashback, right? Mm-hmm. So we get kind of Gamora's origin with Thanos. Super quick, very undetailed, but detailed enough.
Absolutely.
Point. So, and Gamora and Thanos have a conversation at some point in time in the movie. And she says, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, you should have left me. I was happy. He's like, you weren't happy. You were starving. People were living in squalor. I came there. Now, look, you know, 20 years later, the place is paradise. People love it. It's the greatest place on the world. But, as she said, yeah, it's because you killed half the fucking people. Well,
I'm making
somebody's got to do it. You know what I mean? So really, and the thing is, and I mean, honestly... The way this movie is portrayed, like, kind of at the end, it's like, shit, is he actually a bad guy? I mean, realistically, this
From a
movie,
moral standpoint, you're supposed to not agree with him.
But for the...
I'm not very moral,
for
though.
For the sake of the universe, is he really a bad guy?
He's easily... You can easily swap him out with Bill Burr, who's always talking about half of the population.
Yeah, right. I mean, and it's... I mean, honestly, yeah, why... guy's not... crazy. I mean, that he is the Mad Titan, and that's why, because of what he did. But in the comics, if you know anything, he actually is, he has a love relationship. I'm going to say like a, he knows who, he loves death as an entity. She is a being, death. He's in love with her, and he's trying to impress her. That's why he does a lot of the damage and destruction. I think... This whole brush fire metaphor is a side note to that, but the main reason is that he's trying to get in her good graces, basically. And that's a real thing, which I didn't know if they were going to bring that up. They obviously did not, that's not really a spoiler. So, some people that know who he is, obviously, if you've picked up a couple, I mean, he's always all over the board, though, so take it for what it's worth. But I really loved the way they played him because they really gave him, like a conscience, especially towards the end of the film, if you recall, you know, a lot of the things he was doing, you know, he was like, hey, you know, hey, I know this sucks. I'm whipping your ass, and I'm going to beat your brains in and take this stone and do that and kick this guy in the nuts. But, hey, I'm having a rough day, too. I got to look at all this shit. I this is all weighing on me. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, and he made a comment early in the movie, too, I believe, about, like, hey, once I get this done, I'm going to go chill out. You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, I'm on a, this is, like, my quest. You know, I'm not calling it noble or anything, but he's like, this is a thing. I'm going to do it. It's for a whole universe. Y'all are going to love me in 100 years. You know what I mean? When everything grows back and it's all under control. But right now I got to do this stuff and then I'm going to go on vacation. So I actually, honestly, Thanos might have been my favorite character in the movie for sure. Really. And I mean, I love all the characters, but I really love finally that they actually have him involved where he was more of a...
He was just like, you know, like what I mean? The
puppet master.
Yeah, exactly the word I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm rambling, but
oh yeah, I mean you normally do, especially when the Marvel movies kick in.
Yeah, I know.
I got two words for you.
What?
Fucking Thor.
Yeah.
Yep. And I remember, like, because I know, like, when the first Thor movie came out, people were like, yay, Thor. And then the second movie came out, and people were like, eh, Thor again.
Oh, dude, the second
movie. But, like, in the Avengers movies, people were like, fucking yeah, Thor.
Second movie, I was ready to, like, just, I was like, you know what,
man. See, I like the second
Marvel's
movie.
Marvel's going down.
I like the second movie.
It's getting shitty. Thor Ragnarok is.
To me,
here.
The second Thor is still better than the third Iron Man. Or the
third Iron Man's the bad Iron Man.
Yeah.
Well, the worst of the Iron Man.
But well, I like them all, but
I actually, having seen this movie, I don't remember what I rated Thor, and it doesn't really matter because I'm going to rate this separately on a different thing, but I think Ragnarok might actually be better than this movie, in my opinion. I'm going to think about it some more until we get to the end here.
Well, again, I've only seen each of them once.
There's other parameters, so, you know, obviously Thor was super fun. This movie, obviously, is going to have the Marvel fun, but the premise in general is obviously destruction and death and terrorization. And
yeah, and like unlike a lot of other movies, it doesn't wait until the end. Like, the entire movie is like...
Oh, no, this whole movie is like...
It kicks off from fucking the word go.
Ass and taking
you
names.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kicking names and taking asses.
Yeah, Mantis.
You know, and sometimes, you know, you wonder, like, when you're literally going to throw 15 to 20 fucking legit, like, these people can all star in their own movies,
right,
characters
AIDS, yeah.
into a movie... How much screen time are they all going to get, and how are you going to balance that? And I feel like they did a really
great
job.
No, 2 hours, 29 minutes. They did a fantastic job of really fleshing it out, keeping everything moving in order. Because, I mean, think about that from that perspective of all the – at one point in time, you know, after the obvious beginning where I said about the second stone, obviously there's four more to go, so there are not all in – you know, Mike's front pocket. So, I mean, you can check.
The funny thing for me is, you know, it's like, I mean, I understand a lot of shit has to happen on Earth for people to relate, I guess. But, like, these stones were scattered out across the fucking universe from the second the Big Bang happened. Mm-hmm. And yet, two of the stones are just hanging out on Earth.
Well, at one point in time, there was, like, three or four.
I know, it's just...
Yeah, but that's the whole point was...
Convenient.
They do explain
because
that.
Because the last two... No, I know.
Way, though,
I know, they do, know? But it's like, oh, the last two stones.
Yeah.
Let's go to Earth. New York, here I come. Mm-hmm. Give me my Big Apple t-shirt.
Right, but the Mind Stone was never supposed to be...
No, I know.
...originally implanted there. You know what I mean? It just sort of all... The roots... I forget exactly how they put the way Earth is unique among... planets, blah, 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 blah.
Because it's in the Goldilocks zone.
Well, all the other planets, you know, while their core beings may be stronger than humans in general, they don't quite have the range that we do where we have all these heroes. You know, there's not Avengers on, you know, Kree, whatever. Anyways, moving on. Moving on.
Yeah, you know, those fucking people on Tatooine.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all the same universe now, people. Settle down.
It is. So, yeah, that's where that is.
Yeah, you said you wanted to talk about the Hulk. I don't know what you want to mention or how much you want to mention, so I'll let you go with that too. Why not? You're talking all the time.
The Hulk is underutilized in this movie, and I'm going to leave it there.
I concur.
I get why later, but I got it, but I don't know that everybody got it. And I really think that they should have. Bruce Banner does a good job. Mark Ruffalo, obviously. He's pretty awesome. But the point is,
he was almost used almost as a comic relief, though, which kind of was annoying.
Semi, but he really had to. He alluded a lot of times to needing to communicate with the Hulk, and I think they really should have added that into the movie. Now, whether or not they edited something out, but there was a definite reason, and I feel like they should have explained it for people that probably don't get it later. You know what I mean?
Eh.
And the reason itself is bullshit. So,
you know what, though?
Because it's actually untrue.
In
comic books.
I almost feel like they almost used him similarly in a comical fashion in Thor as well.
Oh, yeah, but Thor was awesome.
No, I'm not saying it wasn't, but I mean...
No, they used Mark Ruffalo as an actor. I mean, don't forget, he spent the first half of Thor as the Hulk.
You know, that's first exactly third, what probably. I meant. But he was, you know, living like a king, having bitches fan him, feeding him grapes. Awesome. I feel like that's just
champion, son.
I don't know. The whole point of the Hulk is he's, you know, you lose control and smash, not you hang out and drink fucking
wine.
Yeah, but
you don't know nothing.
I guess.
You know what I mean? That's the problem with a lot of, and I don't mean it like that. I mean it like
the problem with you people.
There's 15 versions of the Hulk. You know what I mean?
No, just well, like there's everything. 15 versions of every character.
So
out there, you know
there's
what I mean?
there's lots of Bruce Banner Hulks. I guess that no, I know. They could pull from and. All being the same Hulk in different variations of himself. So it's just kind of one of those things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, that's where I'm at with that. Then we end up, obviously, in Wakanda. That's a big part of the trailers, which turns out to be pretty super dope as well. There's just overall, the movie is very, very good. And I'm trying to do it with as limited spoilers as possible. Everybody plays
that's kind
off
of what's making it hard,
time.
You know what I mean? But
oh, yeah, no. It's going to be semi... I'm not saying this is going to be super dull, but it's going to be not overly extensive because I don't want to tell you what happens when they get to Wakanda. I don't want to tell you why they really, well, yeah, you can't really
say
give
much.
A whole lot of nothing. I mean, we know we have a ton of characters. We know that, in the trailers, they didn't really show you a lot with the children of Thanos, which, oh, man, are they called the Black Ones or the Black Hand in the comics? And maybe
Black Hand feels
maybe both of
like,
those could be wrong.
Feels like a thing.
In any case, and that might not be what these children of Thanos are exactly. It's been a while, so I'm not the encyclopedia of Marvel, but
clearly
I know Ray suck. they were actually quite powerful. What? What's the problem? What are you giggling about?
I'm just picturing people listening, picturing you as like the 5-year-old. And then I went to the park and then Sally took my bucket and then that bucket at Walmart and then I went to Subway and then I had a sandwich.
Hey, feel free to jump in there. I'm just yapping.
I know. That's
well, go.
I don't know what to really talk about because, I mean, you can't really spoil anything. So, yeah, I mean, there's really not much else I guess we can really say without going into the spoil territory. But, you know, as usual... when these heroes all meet each other, it's usually a pretty, I don't want to say funny, and like they're trying to make the movies like, you know, into comedies or whatever, but you know, it's always a, I guess, interesting interaction between them when they first meet, or like when Tony Stark and Doctor Strange first meet, and then Spider-Man gets in, and
right.
He's like, oh, we're doing fake names? Which,
well,
you know, that was in the trailer, which was, you know, but it was kind
of
funny.
We can spoil one little portion of when the Guardians of the Galaxy actually meet Tony, Strange, and Spider-Man. Nobody knows whose side anybody's on, which ensues a little bit of domestic disturbance.
Yeah.
So people are going at it with each other until they finally figure out, and it's actually tons of fun, to be honest. So
the whole movie is tons of fun.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's
except that you got up to go to the bathroom 3 minutes before it ended.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? I have another job, or a real job, or a job. So the point is...
I thought you got up to go to the bathroom.
No, I was have crisis going on in Chicagoland today. Yeah, I didn't get up for a bathroom. I got up to answer a phone call.
I was actually
standing on the side. I saw most of it. But
oh, I thought you like ran down the hall.
No, I wasn't running to go poop. I was running because I wanted to answer the phone before it stopped ringing. Because then I had to call him back.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that changes that, I guess.
Yeah, it's not like I couldn't hold it for... I knew what time it was, but I wanted to answer the phone. Anyways,
I didn't realize it was gonna be over. It just went by so fast.
Yeah, I knew it was right around the time because I knew it was 2:29. It was about 2.5 hours, but we probably had a good 13 minutes of trailers. So I figured we had a good 10 minutes left. But
I mean, at that point, I had about 30 ounces of coffee. I mean, yeah. I was like, man, I'm gonna have to pee in the next like 45 minutes. If this doesn't.
Yeah.
But this is yeah. But no, I made it.
Yep. So, anyways, yeah, I think that's about all we need to talk about. I mean, the movie's great.
I mean, if you really want to, we can do another podcast on it.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks, after everyone's seen it, and then do like a mm-hmm. spoiler one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
We're really getting into the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, because there's so much I want to fucking talk about. But
I mean, we're actually going to probably see it again at some point in time.
You know what we could do? Hmm. We could wait until the Utah crew goes to see it, and then we can have them all on, and we'll have a big Marvel Infinity War discussion. In about 2 weeks.
We can do a spoiler one then.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Especially not a bad idea to get Zabrakus back on. If you guys remember her, we interviewed her about a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so anywho, there's an idea. That's a way to get her back on.
Let's do stuff.
So yeah, I guess for now we'll number it and leave it at that so we don't accidentally tell you anything else that we probably already shouldn't have. Because I don't want to hear Mike cry, I can't give it a 10.
You can.
I would like to, but I feel like I need more before I can say that it was like one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. But I'm...
I'll allow a 9.9.
I don't know if I want to do that either, though. You know what I mean? Like, and again, I don't want to go into the reasons why that I don't want to go, fuck it, it's a 10, but... There are certain things that I need clarification on that I need to work through on my own first.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think if I go see it again tomorrow, I think I'm going to have a different number. And then I see it a third time, I think I'm going to have a different number.
I'm going to go preliminary number 9.5.
Okay. My preliminary number is a 9.
Yeah, all I can say is that
I mean, and a 9 is amazing. I don't get me
way
wrong.
Better than I expected it to be.
No, it's actually not as good as I expected it to be to me. But this is all the court of public fucking opinion, so don't get mad at me because I didn't give it a 10 or because I gave it a 9 and you thought it was a 6. I mean, shit happens.
Hey, everyone, it's fucking subjective. Yep. You know what I mean? Like,
but to be honest, I don't want to say I expected more.
What did you say? A
9.
8.5 or 9?
No, 9. No, I was in the, I was teetering around an 8.5-ish, and then, about halfway middle of the movie. Again, I took a little issue with some of the Thanos interactions, where it was like, all right, come on, guys, you're putting too much on one thing here. You know what I mean? So
save that, but
yeah,
I do want to know what you're talking about, so.
Yeah. So, but... Overall story, I love what they did with Thanos. I thought he was he's probably one of the best, let's call it the CGI'd characters that are going. They actually, funny point, he's bigger in real life than he is in the comics. Normally, it's the other way around, like with Apocalypse and shit like that. Normally, they downsize the actors I don't think in the comics... Now, I could be wrong, so you guys can all get pissed. But I don't think there's going to be that many, like, Thanos supporters that are going to, like, start hating.
I don't know, man. Like,
in the comics, he's not much more than 7 feet
tall. Just like, I mean, not to be a dick, but, I mean, it's just like Black Panther. I was like, I don't know, man. Killmonger's kind of awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I might be following that dude.
No,
whereas
but
in this movie, I'm like, I don't know, guys. What he's saying makes kind of sense.
No, the guys.
And, I don't want to die, so.
Guys, well, that's another Bill Burr bit. Remember when they're at the supermarket? Like, oh, no, that guy's making sense.
Right,
but because he's like, "How you doing? I'll tell you how I'm doing."
I remember that.
Oh yeah, it's the one where he goes to the store to the Walmart group. Anyways, so the point is, Thanos in the comics is actually not much more than 7 feet tall, but he's on a massive like frame. and he's extremely bulky. Where in this one, they sort of stretched him out to, what would you say, 8.5, 9 feet tall? I mean, my man was tall.
It's tough because, I mean, he was still able to get punched in the face by Cap. Cap's probably a good six, though.
A smidge, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was...
He was definitely... He was probably about 8.
Yeah, I mean, at least. So, but I feel like he was actually big. Now, again, maybe somebody knows better than I do, but I think in the comics he's more of the 7-foot gigantic stocky. Kind of reminds me of Juggernaut. Like, short and stout.
Right.
Not saying 7 feet tall is short, but you get my point. So.
All right, yeah.
But, so I actually love what they did with him. And I think as far as anybody complaining about, you know, what characters look like, it'd be hard to complain about the way they portrayed him. And I love the fact that they kept him out of the armor for a good portion. So you can actually, and here's what I think. I think they did that to humanize him a little bit. Because like I was saying, you know, we're talking about him making sense. You know, there was a lot of emotion that played through Thanos' face, believe it or not. So, I don't know. That's what kept me in the 9 range is, honestly, straight up rooting for Thanos. Honestly, kind of. And, you know, characters were going to lose lives. So, just saying. I didn't feel bad about it.
Spoilers.
Well, everyone knows that. Everyone knows.
Yeah, well, they do know.
Well, they always did.
Well, they do know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's going to be it. Marvel Infinity Wars. Clearly, the way we end all of these, if you liked every other Marvel movie, there's no reason you won't like this one. You will enjoy it because the more heroes they seem to cram into a movie, oddly enough, the better they seem to get. You would think that the limited screen time for all these gigantic characters at this point would hinder it, but they do.
Yeah, I mean, they sort of busted them into a little bit of a team. You know, some they kind of split everyone into groups, which is actually
helpful.
Yeah, definitely made the spreading out of the camera time evener.
Didn't help Stark very often, very well.
No.
At the end, but, well, whatever. So that's going to be that's the show.
Avengers Infinity War.
Yep.
You
can find me on the Twittens at XorcinX. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can find the written review and maybe even a spoilered podcast in a couple of weeks at reviewandroast.com or comicroast.com for the podcast.
Check the Facebook.
Yes, check the Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And give us a like if you haven't already.
Be on the lookout for Deadpool coming up.
And we're also going to see Rampage in a couple hours. So
that's gonna be coming next week. I actually think that movie's gonna be good. So we'll see. Tune in.
It's The Rock. How bad can it be?